Mark is a Real O'Reilly member and has been for over 13 years.
A developer friend of mine recommended O'Reilly as a platform that I could use to come up to speed. I was making a career transition from finance over to operational analysis, but also it had a database development component. Like I can go and I know I can get the content that I want. It's at my fingertips. So it's been super helpful.
See how Mark puts the O'Reilly Learning Platform to work at O'Reilly.com. That's O'Reilly.com.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide, plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide, establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Salcedo Storm Podcast.
Generally speaking, the left doesn't, I don't want to say they don't make money, they don't create anything. The left, whether it be in communist China, whether it be in Russia, whether it be any left-wing person or someone with a left-wing mindset, they're not creators. I mentioned China. Take China, prime example. Here they are, a communist government. They don't create anything. They steal everything that they get their hands on. They let America do the research. Then they steal it. Then they just replicate it. They don't do the hard work that it takes for a nation to grow. They cut corners. They were responsible for the China virus pandemic. They cut corners. They allowed that virus to escape containment because they didn't do the work to build up the know-how and the expertise as to why you dot the I's and cross the T's, and it cost us all dearly. So, in general, left-wingers don't produce enough to support their worldview. You guys know the expression, that person has a champagne taste, but a beer budget. That's a communist. They want all the stuff, they want all the champagne, but they're not willing to do the work to get it. So what do communist left-wingers, Democrats, socialists do? They enslave productive people to pay the freight so they can have what they want. And that's precisely the dynamic we're finding ourselves in the United States, to the point where these people who are on the left will force you, for example, to join a union. They will force you to join a union so they can assess dues on you to enrich themselves, so they can increase their power and authority without earning it. And then you've got to bust your tail and you don't back anything they're doing, but they want to force you to join a union. Joe Biden wants to force you to join a union. So because they believe that you should be forced to finance your downfall, because they can't finance it themselves. Another example, Planned Parenthood. The butcher shop gets $500,000 a year to subsidize them so they can turn around and take all their profits and give those profits from aborting children to Democrats. So Democrats, they didn't earn that. That's just a money laundering service that the butcher shop happens to be, Planned Parenthood happens to be. So Democrats believe they're entitled to Republicans' money, independents' money, to advance their own cancerous, stupid, anti-American agenda. I'm going to talk about this in greater detail coming up on the Salcedo Storm Podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you. you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
You see, folks, the reason why I know that it is possible to take information, formulate an action and a plan, organize, and then implement that plan is because this is what the left wing is doing to us. Why don't you try doing what the other side has been doing? Granted, they are allowed to riot without any repercussions, so we ought to take every one of those examples and make sure that we organize and make sure that there is a big enough crowd of us that they can't be ignored, and prompt our politicians. You've got to put those FBI folks who let, and these constabulary, you got to put those people in jail when they allow Black Lives Matter or Antifa to riot without any ramifications. The misapplication of law, the unequal application of law, cannot be tolerated. Let me bring on something else you need to know. Because, you know, the last thing I want to have is you folks waking up one day saying, well, wait a minute, I gotta be forced to work for a union? I mean, when did this happen? Well, this is me informing you so you can take steps to prevent it. Mark Mix is president of the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. He also serves as president of the National Right to Work Committee. The foundation has continued to provide unparalleled free assistance to workers and has utilized cutting-edge legal strategies to protect workers from the abuses of compulsory unionism. Mr. Mix, welcome back.
Chris, good to be on with you. Thanks for bringing attention to this issue right there in Houston.
Yeah, well, you've got Texas-based Kroger at odds with it. Well, I guess one of their employees, Jessica Hafner. What's going on here?
Well, Chris, this is one of those stories that shouldn't occur, but it does, because union officials really don't care about the workers they claim to represent. And Jessica was applying for a job at the Kroger's, and she had to go to a mandatory meeting with a union agent. A union agent of the United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 455 in Houston, and she was required to sit there and listen, and they put in front of her a membership document and a dues checkoff document, all in a single page, which is a problem with law, but we'll go beyond that. And she understood her rights, Chris. She knew that Texas was a right-to-work state, so she couldn't be forced to pay union dues or fees in order to work in Texas. And she also knew, interestingly enough, that the National Labor Relations Act, which is the federal policy that gives union officials these extreme powers over workers, basically says that she has the right to refrain from unionization. And so when she filled out the paperwork, she said, I don't want to give any money to the union. And the union agent said, well, put zero on this line. And so she did that. And then when she got her first paycheck and their paychecks thereafter, she realized there were union fees being taken out of her paycheck. So she came to the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation, and we're helping her file a complaint against not only the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, but Kroger. Because apparently in this mandatory meeting she was required to sit in on, there was a pamphlet handed out by the employer saying, you know, we want you to be an active participant in the union. Now, Chris, people, this is a nuance in labor law, but if an employer handed a pamphlet to an employee and says, I don't want you to be part of a labor union, that would be an unfair labor practice charge that the Biden administration would wrap around an employer's head about 65. But yeah, in this case, you know, going back to the old days of the company union, you know, the union, the employer here says, well, we want you to be part of this. Well, that's illegal too. So we're going to help her. We're going to help her for free. She's going to have her rights vindicated. But the important part of it is that the word gets out that the union, the United Food and Commercial Workers in this case, and other unions like the Teamsters and others, basically don't want to tell employees about their rights in the workplace. And that's why the foundation's existed since 1968 and literally represented hundreds of thousands of workers across the country in exercising their rights.
Let's go back to this idea that she got the form, she put zero dues because she doesn't want to to fund left-wing extremist people, Democrats, doesn't want to, because all 93% of unions' dues go to Democrats. The last time I saw, it's probably higher now. But let's go back to that. She put zero, and then all of a sudden, money starts coming out, dues to the union, that's theft. That's crooked. That should be illegal, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like the document was altered by someone in the process.
Oh.
And that is theft, and that's an issue in this litigation, that someone altered this form.
Well,
that
then
she filled out.
Let me ask
and
you.
So,
well, hold
yeah.
on, let me ask you. Are you guys going to get through discovery? We want every person who touched this document, subpoena every single one of them. Did you modify it? Did you modify? Get them under oath. Did you modify it? Did you? Because somebody should go to jail over this.
Well, Chris, what's probably going to happen, and what happens in many of these cases, once we get involved, that the union will back off completely, and the employer will back off, hey, we're really sorry, and they'll give the money back. Now, the reason why they can do that is because this is a one-off for them, really. But the point is, we need to make sure that everyone knows about this and keeps an eye out for it in the future with this union and anywhere but across the country. But, yeah, they will settle the case before it gets to that stage, because they know if we get into that stage, Chris, to your point, that there is a discovery process when a complaint's issued, and there's a quote, you know, trial, if you will. It's an agency trial under the National Labor Relations Act and a National Labor Relations Board regional office in Texas. But that process would include discovery and evidence and other elements that would turn it into a much bigger story. Now, if we had 1,000 employees that were engaged in this, they probably would go to trial, because the revenue would be significant. But in this case, they can try to abuse someone's rights, and if you don't figure it out, then this goes on. But when we expose it and sunshine comes in and shines, it, oh yeah, it was an administrative error. That's
okay.
What they'll say. I'm almost confident that's what they'll say when they get there. We didn't mean it. We'll give her money back and we'll settle the case before it gets to that stage.
So, but let me ask you, what if, and this is a what if, because probably Jessica just wants to go on with her life, right? What if she decides to say, you know what, I'm gonna take a stand. And I'm going to go after these leftists. I'm going to go after these crooks. And I'm going to make sure that I make whoever did this to me, I'm going to make them famous. So no, I'm not going to take your damn settlement. We're going to court and we're going to go to discovery. And I'm going to make sure that whether it's your union boss or your local chapter individual or whoever did this to me gets fully exposed as being an untrustworthy crook that you are. Now, what if she wants to do that?
Well, we'll walk with her along that route if she wants to do it, and certainly it's up to her, you know, with the retainer agreement with our attorneys at the foundation, when the client wants to end something or settle something, we have to honor that. Well, the attorney has to honor that. The foundation
right.
doesn't necessarily have to, but the attorney does. But, you know, Chris, your point is well taken. You and I have talked about the Southwest Airlines flight attendant case. We've talked about this in another venue, but, you know, she had the courage to stand up and go all the way, and in front of a jury of her peers was awarded $5.1 million because of the abuse of the Transportation Workers Union and Southwest Airlines when it came to violating her rights in the workplace. So it can happen, and we got that discovery in that case. It went on for 5 years, Chris. I think we talked about this, and you were interested in this story as well. But, you know, she had the courage to stand up, and now it made a national news story, and lots of people know about it, and lots of outlets ran the story, so more people know about their rights, and that's valuable when it comes to this abuse and exposing it.
Right, and that's because, in theme of what we have been talking about for years, it's time the left started running scared, and $5.1 million of punishment to the American left really makes them run scared. Mark Mix is our guest right now, folks. He's president of the National Right to Work Legal Foundation. They do free work for folks trying to stand up for their rights in the workplace. Beijing Biden has renewed his calls for something called the PRO Act, which is going to eliminate, if it is passed, eliminate all 27 right to work state laws, including the right to work laws in Texas. Basically, it will force everybody into a union so that Democrats can have their political party subsidized by the American worker no matter what they do. This is a huge red flag, no?
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. And he mentioned it in the State of the Union address again that he wants to sign the PRO Act. And to your point, you've got it spot on. Not only will it repeal all 27 right to work laws, but it will give union officials extraordinary new powers over workers. There's nothing in the bill that, interestingly enough, under Pelosi's regime, it passed in the House back in March of 2021 with no committee hearings, no testimony. It passed with, I think, 224 votes to 209 votes, something like that. And we blocked it in the Senate, but Biden renewed the call for passage of this bill that would, first and foremost, repeal all 27 right-to-work laws, which are very simple laws that basically say you, the employee, have a choice of whether or not you want to financially support the union. And, Chris, you make the extension, the logical extension, if you will, about the political process of this, and union officials giving literally billions of dollars to one party. You can tell people who that party is. I won't, but because I'm nonpartisan, right?
Well, I will tell. Folks, the latest data I've seen, and this was about 5 or 6 years ago, was that 93% of unions donate to socialists, Marxists in the Democrat Party. So that's where it goes. That's where that money is going. And this, again, Democrats can't survive without us, without slaves, without workers. That's what you all need to understand. So they tried, and this is why Democrats gravitate to government, because government can enslave the people, and they want to enslave the people to them. It goes on in China, it goes on in Cuba, it goes on in Venezuela, and the Democrat Party is trying to do it to us here through the PRO Act and other acts like it. Let's talk about the National Labor Relations Board, which, by the way, Mark, you and I remember this NLRB, wasn't this started by Barack Hussein Obama in an unconstitutional manner through a unconstitutional recess appointment?
That's right. The board has existed since 1937, when the U.S. Supreme Court upheld this major grab by the federal government over labor management relations. But you're right. You're absolutely right, Chris. That's a great memory. He made illegal, unconstitutional recess appointments. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 against Joe Biden, Barack Obama. That was Freudian, by the way.
No, that's okay. I know you.
When he went an opponent, and this has been a tennis match. You know, when Biden gets in or when Obama gets in, Clinton wasn't necessarily as aggressive. His NLRB wasn't aggressive, but the Obama National Labor Relations Board, it's a five-member board, Chris. They serve for five-year terms, so each year one person rotates off. So Biden has full control now of the National Labor Relations Board, and the general counsel is a former union lawyer. Two of the board members that Biden had nominated and were confirmed by the Senate were union operatives working for the Service Employees International Union, and there's still a vacancy on the board at this point. But it is an amazing board, and to your point, I mean, you made it so clearly. The unions depend on government action because frankly, I don't think they're capable of selling a product to the American worker. Although there are some local unions out there that do good work, and they're conscientious union officials at the local level. But here in Washington D.C. and in the state capitals across the country, those union officials are completely out of touch with rank and file workers for sure, and they rely, to your point, on the power of government to continue this privilege. That's why they have to spend so much on politics,
folks. What I was thinking of. The new, this is in conjunction with Pocahontas. Barack Hussein Obama created the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is just another bureaucracy designed to steal your rights. And the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was illegally founded. It was unconstitutionally founded, and Barack Hussein Obama did it. And I think it was by the same method that he appointed those NLRB, unconstitutional recess appointments to the NLRB, because the Senate was in a pro forma session of Congress. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right, Chris. Your memory's really good. I forget, there was some guy from Ohio. I forget his name, Cordroy or something like that.
Yeah,
but he did that appointment when they were in recess, and yeah, that got struck down too. But anyway, they keep striving for power, grabbing for more power, no question.
Exactly. So back to the NLRB. They want to make rule changes that'll trap these workers in unions that they're actively trying to expunge out of the workplace. And you were making allusion to this. Now that Beijing Biden has complete control over the NLRB, they're going to try to push Democrat benefit unions, whether you want it or not, into the workplace. Is there any defense other than your organization that we have?
Well, yeah, we are actively, incredibly active right now on that because they are pushing. And Chris, your point is well taken. Back during the Trump administration, the NLRB basically created a rule that said there was it's called the Election Protection Act, and it was designed to make sure that individual employees and employees in a workplace had the ability to vote by secret ballot election on whether or not they wanted to certify a union or whether they wanted to decertify a union. And the objective was to make sure that those votes got counted, because what happens when a union, when workers file for a decertification, which is trying to throw a union out. Let me just say this first. It's really easy to get in. It's very difficult to get out. But what would happen is the union would immediately file what's called an unfair labor practice charge against the employer, saying, you know, the employer put them up to this. Or they filed ULPs that are not even related to the conditions on the shop floor or what the employees are interested in, and that freezes the election process. And oftentimes during the Obama regime, and now they're trying to do it again in the Biden regime, what they'll do is they'll take the votes and they'll impound them, and then they'll never count them, Chris. They'll just throw them out because, oh, yeah, somebody did something wrong. What the Trump administration got done was said, look, we're going to have the votes, we're going to count the votes, we'll adjudicate any ULPs, but we're going to count the votes so that when it's all over, we know what the will of the employees are.
Right.
And so this NLRB is trying to destroy that Election Protection Act, that rule, with saying, look, we're going back to the old regime where you may want to get out, but we're not going to let you. And there's other parts about that, too, like card check union elections. Chris, you and I have talked about this, the idea that unions can collect by whatever means, you know, two or three guys show up at your house at 10 o'clock at night and say, sign this little index card that says you're interested in the union. That's tantamount to a vote.
Yep.
Unions do not want to have secret ballot elections. They want to have card checks. That's part of the PRO Act as well. And they want to be able to say, okay, we have a majority by whatever means we get them, and now you have to union, you have to bargain with us, and we are the representative of your employees. This rule will kind of go back to that regime where elections are no longer something that union officials want because they know that they lose a pretty good chunk of them.
Yeah, that's because, I want you to sign this card, you know, bada bing, bada boom. You're going to go ahead and you're going to, it's thuggery. It's thuggery, and they want to legalize thuggery, which is what the Democrat Party stands for, folks. We have long said the Democrat Party is the party of, by, and for the criminal, and they want to institutionalize criminal behavior to be able to threaten, intimidate, and coerce you into joining a union, force you to supporting them, and that's why all of this is so dangerous. So, and it takes us full circle, you know, I'm sorry. We just kind of lost that, all those ballots. We kind of lost all that, you know, hey, Benny, what happened to all the ballots? I don't know, boss. They just kind of disappeared. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah. Hey, how did Jessica all of a sudden go from zero fees to the union to all of a sudden paying the max to the union? I don't know. Do you know, Benny? No, I don't know. This is crooked, Mark, and it needs to be stood up against. And sadly, you have the same caliber of people inside the unions who are running the FBI right now. And that's a big problem. Mark Mix, everybody, president of the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. If folks want to support your work, where can they go?
Chris, they can find us on that amazing internet at www.nrtw.org. There's lots of information there about your rights. Lots of we can talk to a lawyer for free, but they can also support the operation at that nrtw.org.
Know your rights. And that's where talking on conservative talk radio and information on conservative talk radio can save you a boatload of money. Mark Mix, thank you very much for your efforts.
Appreciate you, Chris. Thanks for the opportunity.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Two websites to visit, folks, TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. Big news in Texas, it's all there. Big news that impacts the other 49 states, it's all there. Make sure you check it out. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. You can find all of our social media hookups there, email, voicemail, it's all there. Track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, and also on Newsmax TV. All right, my friends, until we visit again, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. A society's worth is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.
When you stay at a Vrbo, the host doesn't stay with you. Because a vacation home with a stranger sounds a little bit like a horror movie. Only Whole vacation homes, always private. Book on the Vrbo app.